This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq today, an expanded security operation has moved to the southern part of Baghdad. Iraqi officials say that weapons were seized across the city, but car bombs continued, including one in Doura. That's a neighborhood in southern Baghdad, a neighborhood that has it all: Shiite militias, Sunni insurgents, and an American battalion stuck in between. A troop surge actually began in Doura about 6 months ago. Then a squadron from Fort Lewis, Washington, arrived, bringing five times as many American troops to an area where sectarian violence was rife. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, their partners, the Iraqi National Police, turned out to be one of the biggest problems.
Every morning, before they go out on a joint patrol, soldiers from the 1st Squadron, 14th Cavalry, put their partners from the National Police through a training session. At a shooting range, the Americans review the basics: rules of engagement and weapons safety.
Hey, this guy's a stud, man. He was shooting good.
Sergeant Eric Evans says it's slow work, but paying off.
They have a tendency to shoot first and ask later, and we're trying to get them to the point where they identify their targets, engage accurately, if need be, with deadly force.
When Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Peterson took over South Doura, he couldn't trust the predominantly Shiite police battalion. Evidence linking them to Shiite militias was overwhelming, and his troops had to watch their own backs.
In many cases, we felt like the National Police were targeting us.
Peterson arrested seven police officers he suspected of being behind murders and kidnappings, particularly of Sunnis. They likely weren't the only ones involved, but he thinks the arrest did send a strong message.
The commander and I had some difficult times. After these officers were arrested, I basically went to him and told him that we would continue to monitor the activities of his battalion, that my desire was to partner with him. My desire was to make this battalion as good as I possibly could make it. But at the same time, we were going to be watching.
His officers have to be careful about what information they give the police, especially when going after Shiite militias with whom the police have close ties.
We had to conduct operations in such a way that we maintained security until the very last minute. We had to be very careful about disclosing the targets and our routes to the targets. And so, I mean, it's a tough circumstance to be in.
Hardly a partnership. Peterson has banned the Iraqi police from carrying cell phones on operations so they can't make calls that could compromise a mission. Relations between the Shiite police force and the Sunni population were so bad, Peterson decided to lock the police out of a key Sunni neighborhood.
I thought, given the situation where there was so much distrust, we just had to separate them for a while.
The results were immediate.
Murders went down, mosque attacks went down. So immediately there was a sense of relief amongst the population that they were no longer going to be subjected to National Police running around and essentially terrorizing the people.
Tell them that when we're walking like this, they need to spread out a little bit more.
When the police are in Sunni neighborhoods, they're now always accompanied or monitored by U.S. forces. Colonel Peterson says additional U.S. troops have made a huge difference. They're able to cover much more territory, get better information on both Sunni and Shiite threats, and monitor the police more closely. But Lieutenant Steve Harnsberger says it means his soldiers are doing a double job.
We're trying to not only control our own elements, but also the National Police seems to take a little bit away from our own capabilities and puts more stress on the squad leaders and the individual men.
You search inside here yet?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
As a joint patrol starts house searches, Lieutenant Courtney Dean crosses his fingers. This time, it all goes well. The joint patrols are as much a public relations campaign as a military operation. Sunni families say they don't have confidence in the police yet, but they're no longer afraid as long as the Americans are with them. Sergeant Mike Sheeter, who's taught himself Arabic, believes the partnership with the police platoons is having an impact, creating pressure to stop the worst abuses.
If we get a close enough bond with them, some of them, their buddies will probably stop them from doing something like that, you know? So it's important to develop these relationships.
American soldiers break into an abandoned house. They found weapons here before and suspect there's a false floor in one of the many abandoned houses which Sunni insurgents use as weapons storehouses. It turns out there's nothing but dirt under the floor tiles, but outside they come across two suspicious-looking cars riddled with bullet holes.
Whole bunch of ammo.
Inside a red Ford, the troops find a bag with more than 500 rounds. Captain Adam Grimm.
This is PKC ammo. It's a 7.62 millimeter machine gun. It can fire a high rate of fire, and it's a pretty common weapon used by insurgents. All right, gotta go.
The Iraqi police try to move the vehicles out of the area.
They bring some unique skills, and one of them is being able to hotwire cars.
And the Iraqi police are particularly skilled when it comes to going after Sunni insurgents. The challenge is to get them to be as active against Shiite militias. Overall, Peterson has seen improvements, but he says they're not ready to be left on their own.
They are not ready to conduct independent operations yet. I don't know exactly how long it's going to take.
Because of that, Sergeant Eric Evans says soldiers from the Striker Squadron suspect they'll be extended.
A lot of them are planning weddings. They just, you know, if they say stay, you know, we'll stay. We'll, you know, do our jobs just the same. But they just want to know, hey, are we staying or are we going?
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.